Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down.
But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome. And you have joined the Blind and Beyond radio show on Valentine's Day. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We are happy to have you. I am not Michael. Michael is under the weather. I am Sheila Young, and I am here with Lynn Golder.
And we're so happy.
Second hour of Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you have anything you'd like to share with us, the number to call is 407-894-1680. Miss Lynn?
Miss Sheila, you know what?
What?
You've been on the Blind and Beyond radio show for going on 9 years, my dear.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no, that's incorrect. That's when Blind Matters.
It
was 9 years. Okay, but we know you 9 years.
For 9 years.
Right, but we're going on our 6th year
Yay.
Anniversary for Blind and Beyond radio show in a few weeks. So we're really excited about that.
Yes.
So, yep. So you're in the virtual studio, Sheila. Thank you for bringing us back. You know, I wanted to remind everybody that CSUN is hosting their 36th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, which is hosted by the California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. And the event will be held March 6th through March 14th. And if you're interested in attending the virtual conference, you know, because of COVID-19, you're not going to fly to California and go to the event. They're doing it on, I guess it'll be Zoom. And so don't forget, if you'd like to visit the exhibitor hall, which is always fun and interesting, you'll learn more about assistive technology. The exhibit hall is open March 9th through March 13th. It's free to the public, and it offers an opportunity. You can interact with the companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. So if you'd like more information, you'd like to register, then hurry up because it's coming up sooner than later. Visit the conference website. It's CSUN, the letter C, sun.at/conference. So good luck with that, and I hope you enjoyed the event. So, Chris Shaw.
You already know.
All righty. Did you pick out a really tricky song for the trivia?
Did I?
All right.
Listen, we got Gary on the phone line from Winter Park who wants to say something. You ready for him?
Okay.
The one and only G-Man, Gary. Gary, you there?
Hi, Gary.
I am. Hello. I want to say happy Valentine's to Sheila and Lynn tonight.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
And I wanted a thought from you guys to see if my thought is right. I wonder if the old tradition of back when I was in like first grade or second grade that all the kids took in, if you had 28 kids in your class, you had 28 cards, Valentine's cards.
Oh, I remember that.
And then you used to sign them, and then you exchange them. Yep. You sent out 28, you got 28 back. I wonder if kids do that today yet.
I remember that. We went.
And then they always picked out a mailman, huh?
Yeah, remember we went to the Woolworths or whatever. My mother would buy me a box of the assorted cards. Yeah, the little Valentine cards. I remember that, Gary.
And then they picked out one person as being the mailman. Had to go mail all the kids.
Yeah,
pass them up to everybody.
It was a big
event. That's my thought for Valentine's Day, and then tell Michael to get better.
I will.
Tell Michael to get better. All right. Love you.
Okay,
bye.
Chris. Okay, love you, too. Okay, Chris, let's do the song.
All right. I need you to put on your listening ears, and I believe that this here is going to be a great one. I want to know who's singing this song. If you could tell me who's singing this thing, we good to go. You ready?
We're ready.
Four zero seven eight nine four 1680 is the number to dial.
Mm-hmm. here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Honey, 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 honey. Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey.
Okay, Chris. Well, I think Chris won the prize for going back furthest in history. Don't you knock Michael anymore.
I thought Michael was the winner.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I had to take it there. I had to do one just for Mike. And I know Mike probably wouldn't have got that one either.
No. I know the song, but I'm not sure the artist.
I have no idea.
I'm thinking of one, but I'm sure it's not right.
All right. Well, we do have a caller calling in from Orlando.
No kidding.
We have a caller calling in from Orlando, Florida. He goes by the name of Roosevelt. Roosevelt, are you there? Hello, Roosevelt? Uh-oh, I think you got disconnected.
Oh.
Hey, Roosevelt, if you're listening, call back, Roosevelt. I got to get you in because I think you got it. The way he sounded on the phone, I think he picked it up and I think he got it.
He's so excited he disconnected his phone.
But 407-894-1680. Yeah, I had to go way back. And I thought about it because I thought about, like, Gary. It came to me just like that while Gary was talking. I said, oh, let me do this real quick. And I thought about those cards that he said that I got mine from, like, Sears and Goldblatt's.
Oh, Sears?
Yeah, Sears.
Sears Roebuck, yeah. Yeah, that was fun those days with the cards. But it's like Gary said, you had to make sure everybody had one so nobody got left out.
Right.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in today's education, they're half the kids are virtual and half of them
right.
in school. So,
yeah.
You know, they don't have the same thing. Now, when I was working a couple years ago, in pre-K, it was awesome because all the parents sent in a gift for each kid. So it was just
very nice.
Yeah, it was very cute.
Do we have any callers, Chris?
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, it's a shame that Roosevelt got disconnected.
Yeah, that's just a hard one. I'm sorry we didn't play my other one.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
we might be able to get it in. Maybe we might be able to get it in.
Yeah. So, Chris, you're going to tell the answer before we go to break, or you're going to start?
Well, hold on. I think this might be Roosevelt calling right back. Let me see. Hold on.
Hurry. Okay.
So, Lynn, did you get for Valentine's Day? Did you get phone calls?
I got texts and phone calls, and Michael said I love you, and Miss Green and Bennett. Well, Bennett said I love you from heaven. Miss Green and Daisy and Evie and the three cats all said, I love you.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Sent Nancy and I love you text and some other friends and family. Yeah. What a quiet day.
Good. Yeah, it's been quiet. I mean, I had some wonderful messages from people.
Yeah.
But, you know,
It's just different now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't do anything on Valentine's Day anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, we're back. Okay. That was Sister Olivia from Orlando. She said, I don't know the name of the segment, but I know of the song. I can't tell you the name of the song. I can't tell you who the person is, but she got it from the right movie. It came from the right movie, It came from
brother.
And she was trying to get it.
I think you better tell the answer, Chris. We got to go to break. I think you better tell the answer.
All right. So the answer was Cab Calloway. And the title of the song was Minnie the Moocher. And it came from the movie The Blues Brothers.
And the title of the song is what?
Minnie the Moocher.
Oh, okay. I have a dear friend from South Florida that's related to Cab Calloway. Yep.
See?
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, Chris, we better go to break. I got two guests that we got to get in before the end of the show.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. SpokenRx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about SpokenRx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com. Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
screen.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're glad you're with us. You're listening to myself, Lynn Golder. Michael's a little under the weather. You're also listening to Miss Green in the background. And I'm here with Sheila Young, my co-host, and, of course, Chris Shaw in the studio. Just forgive me for 1 minute. Miss Green? Be quiet.
Yeah, she's trying to get her.
That
was her saying that she knew who that last song was.
Well, I'd like to welcome, for the very first time to the show, Claudia Negrelli. And Claudia is calling in from Quebec in Canada. Hello, Claudia.
Hi, to welcome. Both of you. Hi, thank you.
We had a nice conversation off the air, and why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what your eye condition is, and tell us about your YouTube channel and your artwork.
Absolutely. So my name is Claudia Negrelli. I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at the age of 7 years old and lost most of my vision at the age of 24. So that's my vision in a nutshell. But if we're going to stick to the art and social media, I began a YouTube channel about 3 years ago when I decided to finally accept more and more of my vision loss and to inspire other blind individuals as well as educate sighted individuals about blindness. So I do videos on my YouTube channel about how, you know, because blind people, we can do a lot of things. Maybe Sheila can attest to that as well.
That's right. And Claudia, one of the things that Michael always says on the show is that we like to think of the show as the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So what you're saying is right on the mark.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's videos about cooking. There's videos about, you know, my blind life. So how I pick out clothes. And recently I decided to dive back into art. So as a child, right up to the age about 18, 19 years old, I was really into art. So drawing, painting, you name it, I was doing it. And like I mentioned, by the age of 24, when I was losing more vision, I decided to put art on the back burner because I could not wrap my head around, you know, thinking that a blind person can, you know, pick colors and do art. Whereas recently I decided, why not pick up a paintbrush again? I had to buy everything again because at the age of 24 with frustration, losing my sight, I got rid of everything. So I repurchased new art equipment. And this time, how I like to say it is I'm doing art in a totally different way. So it's not my eyes that are in control, but it's really with my heart and imagination that I create different pieces of art and, you know, with tools, if I can help the blind community. So with different tools such as brailing your paints or organization is key, I think that we are able, you know, to remove the stereotype that blind people cannot enjoy art. So most of my art is very tactile, where blind people can touch, but sighted, I think, as well. So I like that you're saying that, Lynn, that it's definitely a bridge between the sighted
right.
and the blind. Because, you know, if I show someone who is sighted my art, I don't expect them to look at my artwork with their eyes open.
Right.
So
Claudia,
really
I'd like to interrupt for a minute. I'd like to give out the phone number if anybody has a question for you. It's 407-894-1680. Call in and talk to Claudia. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah. No problem. So, yeah, so if they want as well, they can check out my social media, which on Instagram is #blindgirlartsbyclaudia. And on YouTube, it's my name, Claudia Negrelli. And that's really where, you know, it's not about me. It's really inspiring others, like I said, to unleash their inner creativity, to really step out of their comfort zone. And I show in my YouTube videos step by step how I do things. And I think it's super important also to do you know, voiceover where I record exactly what I'm doing so that even if blind people are watching, they can get a gist of what I'm doing. And on my Instagram as well, I share, you know, how the project looks at the beginning. So like, let's say a white canvas. And then as I'm going along, adding modeling paste or paint, you know, and I they can follow what I'm doing. And I truly believe that if you can think it, you can do it.
So, Claudia, yeah. Claudia, do you ever use a palette knife?
No.
My grandmother was a very well-known artist back in the day. I have paintings all over the house that she did. But she would take a tube of oil paint and literally, just like you take a tube of toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
she applied the oil paint right to the palette knife. And sometimes it took a year for her paintings to dry. My point is it gave such texture. Some of these paintings weigh a ton. I mean, the just such texture, and that would be something interesting for you to try.
I'd love to try that.
A palette knife and try to apply the paint that way, and you can do florals and forests and oceans, and you'll have texture.
Absolutely. I'll take that challenge. I mean, right now, when I apply modeling paste, I really use my fingers a lot. So I'll use paintbrush, but I'll use my fingers because I think it's super important. You know, as blind individuals, our fingers are our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And funny story, I thought that I could use a glue gun. You know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, got a first degree burn with a glue gun, so I will not be using that again. But the point of that is try. So you need to try, step out of your comfort zone. And a quote that I use often, so it's childborn by me, is, sight is finite, vision is infinite. So, you know, you can look with your eyes so much, but if you don't have vision, I truly don't believe that you can accomplish, because with vision, you can accomplish many things. With your sight, you're limited to what your eyes can see.
And Claudia, I happen to have RP as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And I will tell you that we have several different craft community calls and organization. When you said organization and I watched your YouTube thing, you know, a blind individual, visually impaired individual, if you just throw all of your supplies in a drawer or in a room, and you don't have them organized, you're not going to be able to create anything. So that was a really good YouTube. So
thank you. Thank you. And I think it goes to the sighted people as well, right? I think it helps blind people.
That's true. Yeah. Yep. So talk about the bridge. Yeah. You know, I mean, we could all throw something in a room and just say, okay, well, it's in there. Well, where is it? Well, I don't know. It's in there.
Exactly. And I think it makes life a lot easier, like you're saying, to be organized is key. And then having great ideas and then trying to develop these ideas with what we know. And I think we can all learn from each other. You know, I may not be able to look at pictures anymore, but that doesn't mean that I can't inspire myself from smell, from hearing, from touch, from taste. So I think just by using our other senses, we can really create different things. And like I mentioned before, unleash that inner creativity inside of us that, you know, just wants to put something on canvas or, you know, cooking in the kitchen as well, I think is art. So at the end of the day, it's really what you want to do. And this art journey that I'm on is new for me now, but it comes from many years of, you know, having sight and drawing. It's just now I'm creating in a different way. And I really, you know, I see a lot of big things with this, whether it be to inspire, you know, blind schools, so schools for the blind, where I can help young children or just inspire sighted people as well, you know, to blindfold themselves and to try to draw or paint or do different things.
And textual is so just amazing, because for anyone who was born blind to feel a painting of a tree or anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is just, okay, I know what a tree feels like. So,
I agree. And I think also, you know, I started learning Braille last year because of COVID. I think that's the phrase a lot of people use lately, because of COVID. I learned Braille being bored at home. So I think, you know, that also heightens my touch, you know, my sense of touch, because really I never thought that I can learn so quickly. And, you know, Hadley School for the Blind, I think, is great because they're in the States and I'm in Canada, and they send books, you know, free of charge at home. And now I use Braille to label my spices, to label my paints. And going back to organization, I think, you know, being independent and being organized with Braille really helps as well. So
yeah, and
I think it all ties in.
It's a self-communication tool.
Definitely.
Every aspect of your life, I mean, so...
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And you know, I can go on and on and on talking about art and how much I really enjoy it. And I think it's an expression as well. And what, if I can give, you know, a tip to other people, is to just pick up a marker, or, you know, it doesn't have to be tactile. It just can be a marker, a pencil, a scrap piece of paper that you crunch up into a ball and try to make something with it. And I think lately I've been focused a lot on making something look like something. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, because I had sight before, and so I used to be able to draw a perfect flower or draw, you know, Winnie the Pooh, for example, perfectly. Where I think as now I need to move away from making things look like something and just express, you know, whatever I'm feeling. Because if I remember going into museums, there are canvases with just a straight line on it, and for that artist it represents something. For the sighted, maybe it doesn't represent anything, but, you know, I have my favorite painting that I did. It's a mixed media art, and her name is Fashionista Emily. There's actually a video on my YouTube channel about her, and she's basically me. So it's how I see myself. And she, you know, she's wearing a hat, and she has like a little leather shirt and a belt. And it's basically, you know, it's super, super tactile, and it's having fun. And I think why I'm so proud of Fashionista Emily is because I kind of detached myself from making something look like something. So I kind of tried to make a girl, and I just expressed how I felt. So it's super important to raise awareness and to say that blind people are just like everyone else. We just do things in a different way.
Well, that's amazing, Claudia. Yeah. That's a wonderful story. And why don't you give everybody the name of, before we say goodnight, the YouTube channel?
Sure. So yes.
How they can find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's Claudia Negrelli. Claudia, my first name, Negrelli, N as in November, I-G-R-E-L-L-I. And my Instagram, hashtag blindgirlartbyclaudia.
Wonderful. You're an inspiration, Claudia. You're so uplifting.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much,
for
joining
guys.
Us. I'm
it's
glad we found you.
It's a joy to meet you, Claudia.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I did enjoy your YouTube, so... Keep it
Thank
going.
Thank you so much. Thank
Keep
you.
In
Have
touch.
A great night.
Thank you.
You
too.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep.
You too. You too.
Good
Bye-bye.
Night. All right, Chris, we're going to go to break. We'll come back. We'll be talking to Marco.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You're here with Lynn, Sheila, Chris, and now you're here with Marco Trujillo, and Marco is the co-founder of Sunu Band. Welcome back, Marco.
Thank you, Lynn, very much. Thank you for having me.
Tell everybody where you're calling from.
So today I'm calling from Guadalajara, which is the southwest part of the country in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just around the corner.
Yeah.
Virtually.
Yeah, virtually. Right. Thank goodness for that. Right. So, Marco, tell us.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, once again, for the people who weren't with us the last time you were on, what is Sunu Band? Tell us what it is and how it works.
Sure. So the Sunu Band is pretty much the first smart mobility aid. So it's like a watch. So you wear it in your wrist. It connects to an app. And the watch, it's able to catch obstacles around the user as far as 13 feet away. And deliver vibration feedback in real time to tell the user where obstacles are around them. So it's very handy, like for navigating crowds, for avoiding accidents to the upper body. It's a complement to the cane. So wherever the cane can't catch or detect obstacles, that's where the Sunu Band comes in. And along with the app, it also tells you like where you are, what streets are around you, what places are around you, just by pointing around with your hand wearing the band. And many other features. It's a great tool.
If you have a question for Marco, please call in 407-894-1680. I have a question, Marco.
Sure.
Do you have to use the app in order to use Sunu Band?
Great question. And no, you can use the Sunu Band as standalone. Mm-hmm. But the moment you pair it to the band, you access to more GPS and navigation features, and also to customize the way the Sunu Band works. So one thing that's cool about it is that you can shorten the range, adjust like the area of detection that you're catching. That allows you to navigate or to adjust it to different places, like a subway or probably a mall or things like that.
All right, so if someone doesn't have a smartphone and they have the Sunu Band, what would it do for them in comparison to their cane? Because it sounds like the app helped, but, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to educate everybody. So.
Sure. So in comparison to your cane, look, the cane is a great tool for detecting floor-level obstacles, and mm-hmm. it's probably good for anticipating you what's probably two steps ahead of you, three steps at most, depending on the length of your cane. But it won't tell you if there's an obstacle probably from your waist up, especially to your head.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the Sunu Band comes in. So the first thing that it provides you is upper body protection. Then it also extends the range of detection beyond the cane reach. So 15 feet away, you will start detecting an obstacle that is getting into your way. So you have enough anticipation to move around. So if you don't have the app, the Sunnyvan already comes with some default settings that work great. But if you want to make the most out of it, you can use the app just to adjust the way it works and understand better how this center works. But anyways, it allows you to detect obstacles in the same way. Probably the only thing you know access without the app is the navigation features, because that only comes with the GPS of your phone.
Well, it sounds like if you're walking down a street and you've got your cane and there's a tree limb that's going to hit you in the face, then the Sunnyvan would make sure that you were alerted of that. Is that correct?
Yes, so you'll notice these obstacles as they come. You'll have enough time to react, to scan around you, and decide whether you want to move away or where you want to follow. So let's say you want to follow. This is great, like when you're in a line or in a queue. You can feel how the person in front of you is moving forward, and then you reach. You never have to touch this person with a cane. It's just been reading their vibrations. Or when you're in a crowded situation, you can scan around with your wrist, and whenever you feel less vibration or no vibration, means that you have a gap where you can move around or away from the crowd.
Okay, that's awesome.
So it's kind of complicated sometimes to explain, because it's a different tool, a totally different tool compared to a cane. It shares some similarities, so you can say that it's like a cane to your upper body.
Right.
But also the way it works is different. So it depends more on the situation that you're using it.
Marco, can you tell just the basics how you work with it? Like, do you tap it? Do you push a button? How do you give people an idea, you know, that it's not complicated?
How to activate it.
Yeah, how to activate. Sure. Think of the word, the verb, activate. Yeah, how do you turn it on? What do you do?
Great question. It's actually very simple. There's two ways. One is just click a button.
Mm-hmm.
The button will start the sonar, and then you can swipe on top on the touchpad, swipe in or swipe out to change different modes, so different radius. That's the first one. But if you want to go even an easiest way, is just the Sunnyvan can recognize gestures. So if you tap twice your hand against your waist, two hits, the Sunnyvan will trigger in the last mode that you left it. So it's going to start scanning around you. And then you'll start feeling vibrations. And the vibrations tell you in real time what's in front of you. So if the vibrations get more and more frequent, that means that you're reaching an obstacle or it's getting closer to you. If the vibrations start to pause, that means that the obstacle is moving away from you. So it's just a matter of reading, but it's very intuitive. Users tend to understand it in a few minutes and are good to go in less than an hour.
And how long does the battery charge last? Or do you just replace the battery every few months or what?
It is rechargeable from underneath. So you can charge it. It can last you for 2 or 3 days, depending on how much you use it. 2 days at least. And it's a very interesting device. And it also comes with a lot of help. So the app is self-explanatory. It guides you to use the interface, the buttons, and the touchpads. Then we have a lot of material online on our website at tutorials@sunnyvan.com. Or in YouTube as well. There's a lot of people already posting videos, and we have great organizations working as well to provide training. For example, Louisiana Association for the Blind, American Printing House, several VA organizations, and many more. So there's many ways to get training, either by doing it yourself or assistance from many partners, including us, of course.
Marco, I think next time you come on, I think it'd be nice to have somebody call in with you and give a testimonial.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be really, really informative to the audience.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Michael told us, so we are working on that. And before I leave, can I just say a couple of announcements?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sure.
So first announcements. We just released a couple of new features
Oh, goody.
This week. So So one is called the street pointer. So basically you point around with your hand wearing your band, and it tells you the street you're pointing towards.
Oh, my goodness.
And so you can find like four streets around you, but if you want to go beyond, just swipe in on the touchpad and tell you the street in the back and the street in the back and so on. So it's great for exploring your surroundings. That's one.
That's great. Then,
thank you.
No, it's also really great. Yeah.
There's not many other apps, you know, that has these features. So I mean, we believe that it's going to be a very interesting feature for
well, I'm thinking of people, some of our listeners, that they're going to work. They have to walk to work, and then they would know, you know, what street they're at when they're on their way to work, when we're all back in our offices. Right, Sheila? I can think of Judy many of our friends that walk to work.
Right.
And how, what a great help that would be. And what is the other feature, Marco?
So the other is more for an interface. So it allows you to decide how many features to put in your Sunu band. So if you want a very simple, very basic Sunu band, you can remove all these flashy features and just focus on the sonar sensor, for example. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to add more features to your list of features on your wrist, you can do that from the app. This is even especially useful for trainers, because sometimes trainers want to follow a pace with a student, or a patient in rehab, and not release all the features at one point. But it's also great just to customize the Sunu band the way you prefer it to work.
Wouldn't it, if you take out some of those features, does it save on the battery?
So that will be an advantage. You save battery, but it's also a matter of taste. So, for example, we have a compass feature. It's the same thing. It's a compass pointer, so you point with your hand wearing the band around you, mm-hmm. tells mm-hmm. you a cardinal direction you're pointing towards. There's many people that don't use compass, for example, too often.
Right.
So if you don't use it, you can just turn it off in your band, and then you don't have to navigate through.
And does that save on the battery life is my question, because if it's rechargeable and you might want to use it for 2 days, if you get rid of some of those extra apps, does it reserve some of the battery life?
Yes, that's totally true. You also save some battery, which is great. And there's many things that you can do to save battery, and it's all inside the app as well and in our tutorials.
Cool.
And one last announcement. So this is great. During last year, we ran several campaigns to donate Sunu bands. And we have a handful of them that we can be donating, but these are especially for rehab centers, organizations for the blind, or trainers, organizations for trainers, orientation mobility specialists, occupational therapists, and many more. So if there's any organizations that wants to try this Sunu band, we can provide one of these donated Sunu bands to your center. So that's the other announcement.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, hey, Marco, I'm president of the Florida Council of
there
the
go.
Blind.
There you go, Sheila.
Here goes the first one, then.
There you go, Sheila. The perks of being the co-host.
Oh, Marco, this has that's been great. Very educational, and thank you
I can just
so
see you using
much.
It, Sheila. I can see you bopping down the street to Princeton Elementary School with your Sunu band.
There
all righty.
Go.
Well, thank you, Marco, for calling in and telling us all the news. We appreciate it. And why don't you tell everybody once again your website?
Sure.
And how they can reach you?
So the website is sunu.com, sunu.com. If you want to write us directly, just write us at hello@sunu.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. And we look forward to your next visit.
Sounds great. Happy Valentine's.
Thank you, Marco. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Be safe. Okie dokie. Well, Sheila, once
it's
again.
It's almost the end.
There you go. We had to kick Marco off. We're almost done.
Holy crow.
I told you, it was a busy
we
show.
We always get through 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, where do you go?
So that was pretty neat about the Sunu band, Sheila.
That's cool.
There you are, waving your hand.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, you still there?
Yep, I'm right here, live and in full effect.
All right. Well,
it's a lot going on.
Show went really
quickly. That's a lot going on. We didn't even get a chance to get Sheila the song in.
We didn't get a chance to do what?
Get Sheila's other song.
Yeah. No,
oh, that's right. Yeah, we forgot. Didn't.
It's fine though.
Can you play just play a little bit of it?
We'll make it up. We'll make it up. We'll make it up. Uh-oh.
Oh, she wanted you to just play a bit of it.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
We're not going to take any callers.
Yeah, not for. Yeah, no callers. They'll be calling Carter if we do that.
Right? Because Carter ready to go in right now. Carter is already here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, Carter. Sheila just wants to hear that song. Mike,
all right, I have a great show planned for you guys.
Hi, Carter.
How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm fine, thank you. And you guys?
All right. Good. Hope you stay tuned and listen to Carter's wonderful show.
Oh,
he plays great songs.
He plays beautiful music.
Yeah. So I don't think Chris is playing your song, Sheila. Oh, there it is. Oh,
there
I didn't
it
see
is.
That
apple. There it is.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch alone.
All right.
All right,
I almost forgot my wrap-up. My wrap-up. Thank you, Chris. So,
thanks,
I'd like to,
Chris.
Thank you, and I'd like to remind everybody to join us next Sunday, February 21st, with co-host none other than Dave Hillebrandt, as we welcome our guest callers from CSUN, Foundation Fighting Blindness, and Xavier Society for the Blind, and you never know what else is coming because it's Blind and Beyond radio show.
And we all wish Michael a better week and
thank
hope
you.
He feels so much better.
From your mouth to God's ears. Thank you. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And that's you too, Chris. Big hug, big kiss.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too. And do everything
and
I would
Carter.
Do.
Okay. Big hug and a big kiss, Sheila. Thank you so much.
You too, Lynn.
Matter of fact,
Valentine's
hey, I want you to go
Day.
Out to my favorite restaurant where they fix everything right there in front of you and give you whatever you want. Tell them to put it on
okay.
my tab.
And you're all right. We're there.
We're there. All right. Well, I guess we'll say goodnight. And as Michael always says, stay right there. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you can have our